At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Wednesday, November 30th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a big college basketball matchup tonight on ESPN, kicking off at 7:15 p.m. Eastern time between Ohio State and the Dukies. Duke is currently listed as a 5.5-point home favorite with a total of 136.5. Now, going into this matchup, we have two ranked teams. Ohio State is 5-1. They're ranked 25th in the country. They just beat Texas Tech 80-73. Winning outright as a 2-point dog. Meanwhile, the Dukies, 6-2. They're ranked 17th in the country, but they did just get crushed by Purdue 75-56. Didn't even come close to covering that number. They were actually a 1.5-point favorite in that game and ended up losing by almost 20 points. Now, what we've seen in this game is a bit of a sharp line freeze toward Ohio State. The Dukies opened as around a 5.5-point home favorite. Some shops even opened around 6. And we've seen this line pretty much stay right at 5.5. Now, this is notable because you're looking across the market at our betting percentages from VSiN.com coming directly from DraftKings. And as you would expect, the Dukies are the public play, getting about 2/3 of bets tonight. So you have Duke, obviously name recognition, big name school. They're at home at Cameron Indoor with the Cameron Crazies. And of course, you're kind of a popular team here. You know, again, at home as a favorite and a higher ranked team. So public just says, hey, ride the Dukies here. However, if the Dukies are getting about 2/3 of bets, they open around 5.5, 6, why aren't they up to -7? Why aren't they up to 7.5, 8? The fact that we pretty much haven't moved off the opener of 5.5, again, some shops even falling from 6 down to 5.5. I even noticed that at some points, overnight, some books even got all the way down to 5. So reading between the lines, pretty much all movement has either stayed the same or been toward Ohio State in this one, and that is notable because they are the contrarian bet. Also, when you get to these, you know, one-off games on ESPN, heavily bet, prime time, those are the games I like to go contrarian, where you have an influx of public betting. These are the games that the public targets when you get home from work. What's on ESPN? That's really what the public bets. So the fact that you have the Dukies as a public play, yet line is staying the same or even slightly, you know, edging toward Ohio State, tells me a little liability here on the Ohio State Buckeyes getting the points. Now, using KenPom. KenPom is a great resource here if you're a college basketball bettor. He's the top analytics guy in the country. And what you're looking at with KenPom is another edge toward Ohio State. KenPom actually has Duke only winning this game by 3 points. So if he has Duke winning by 3, and we're a, you know, data-driven type bettor who's looking at, you know, Ohio State getting 5.5, then boom, that's kind of a 2.5-point edge there toward Ohio State in the points. Also, you know, KenPom's rankings, which I put a little more stock into than the overall rankings, they're pretty much dead even, these two teams. He's got Ohio State ranked 21st in the country, Duke ranked 21st and Ohio State ranked 20th. So actually you have Ohio State ranked a little bit higher here, or pretty much dead even. Now, if you're banking on Ohio State to cover this number, you're really hoping for a good offensive performance. The Ohio State Buckeyes are averaging 79 points a game, only 71 for the Dukies, so a better offense, and also better shooting. Ohio State is averaging a field goal percentage of 48%, only 42% for the Dukies here. You've also seen a little bit of liability to the under. Total open around 138. We're down to 137.5. I do see some books maybe even creeping down to 136.5. Using our VSiN.com bet splits, you would expect it, and of course it's true. Public likes the over. So take the Dukies in the over, baby! Of course, because again, you like the favorites as a public bettor. You want to root for a high-scoring game. It's more fun to sweat an over. However, this one has ticked down. Only 23% of bets are on the under, but the under's taking into account 41% of the money. And Duke, by the way, is 7-1 to the under this year. And also, if you're looking at Ohio State, they are rested. I meant to mention this. They haven't played since the 23rd of November, where the Dukies played on the 27th. So kind of a line freeze. And again, a line freeze is heavy betting, yet the line won't move. So line freeze, kind of sharp indicator to Ohio State with a KenPom edge and a little bit of under money, even though the public is going over in Ohio State and Duke.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, I'm going to look toward another college basketball game tonight. This is a 7 p.m. showdown on CBS Sports Network between Vanderbilt and VCU. Now, going to this matchup, we have VCU listed as around a 1.5 point or 1 point home favorite, with a total in this one of 130.5. Very low total here. Now, going into this matchup, Vanderbilt is 3-3. They did just beat Fresno State 67-59. They covered as a 4 point favorite there. Meanwhile, VCU 4-2. They just beat Kennesaw State 64-61, but they did not cover as a 12-point favorite in this one. Now, what really made me kind of want to pinpoint this game is a really big line move toward Vanderbilt. This game opened VCU laying 3.5 at home. We're all the way down to 1.5. Some books even down to 1. This line has really been steaming toward Vanderbilt. And really what's that notable to me here, too, is VCU is the public play. Using our VSiN.com bet splits available at VSiN.com, 65% of bets are going VCU. So short number at home, slightly better record. Yet, despite that majority of bets on VCU, the line's falling away from them. So you got to take a step back and say, you know, why are the odds makers, if the public's already on VCU, why are the odds makers dropping the line to give the public an even better number or easier opportunity here to cover that number? So if it looks too good to be true, looks fishy, typically it is. Pretty good bet split here toward Vanderbilt. They're only getting 35% of bets, but they're taking in 52% of the money. So again, anytime I'm looking at the bet splits at VSiN.com, I'm number one looking at where's the public. That's your bet percentage number. So public VCU, 65%. But then I compare the bets to the dollars, and hopefully you're getting more money than bets. Low bets, higher dollars, as I like to say, because that tells you the bigger wagers are in your favor. So even though Vandy's only getting a third of bets, they're taking in a little more than half the money. That tells me the bigger wagers are in their favor. And this is another slight KenPom edge, not as much anymore, but KenPom actually has Vanderbilt only losing by 1 point. So if they open 3.5, the early bird got the worm on this one. If you had a 3.5 or a 3 or even a 2.5, now that you're down to 1.5 or 1, obviously shop around, try to find a 1.5 if you can. But that just goes to show that, you know, the line is moving toward the sharp move, Vandy, and the KenPom edge. And a little tip here, you know, before you go to bed, look at the overnight lines where they open and look at the KenPom projections. That way you can pick off, you know, a Vandy 3.5 with KenPom losing by 1 before this thing falls. Also, Vandy going to bank on a couple things here. They're rested, just like Ohio State. Last played on the 24th versus the 26th for VCU. They have the better field goal shooting team, 43% versus 40% from the field. And hopefully an advantage on the boards if you're going to go with Vandy here, which I would lean Vandy, again, trying to get at least a 1.5. 38 rebounds a game, only 34 for VCU. Also, a very low total, but the total has dropped. It opened at 132. It's down to 130.5. That's notable because 71% of bets are on the over, yet it's fallen. So maybe you get a lower scoring game here. We do have two slower paced teams using KenPom tempo. They're both below a 70 tempo. And VCU is 5-1 to the under this year. So some money hitting this under. And again, good line move here toward Vanderbilt. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, I'm going to look toward the NBA slate here. and go toward my neck of the woods. That's right. I'm coming to you live from Boston. I'm a born and raised Massachusetts guy over here, and I'm a diehard Celtics fan, but I'm not going to let my bias toward the Celtics blind me. This is a data-driven play, and I think there's value to laying the points with Boston tonight. The Celtics, 7:30 p.m. at home, playing the Miami Heat. And right off the bat, Celtics are listed as a 9-point favorite. So doesn't that kind of speak volumes to the fact that, you know, Miami Heat, pretty good team. I know the Heat on the year, they don't have the greatest record in the world. They're only, let me double check here, they're 10-11. Boston Celtics, by the way, 17-4. But doesn't that seem high, a 9-point spread? Like, that's the first thing that jumped out to me. Like, that's a big number. Shouldn't the Miami Heat be a little bit lower? You know, this is a play to me where you're laying the points with the Celtics. This game actually opened Celtics -7.5 or -8. You're up to -9 now. And I wouldn't be surprised if this thing creeps even higher to 9.5 or maybe even 10. That's really the direction that it's going. It's notable to me that this is not a big public play to Boston. As great as the Celtics have been, 17-4, 13-8 ATS. Again, they've won, I think, what, 4 in a row at this point. You know, as great as they've been, the public sees that 9 and they're scared off. That's a big number here. But the line is moving to Boston. They're only getting around 52% of bets. So the public is split down the middle. And anytime I see 50-50 betting, yet the line is moving, like in a vacuum, a line shouldn't move at all, theoretically, if the tickets are even. But we know that not all tickets are created equal. You might have 10 tickets on a game, 5 on Team A, 5 on Team B, therefore it's 50%. But what if the 5 tickets on Team A are all $100 bets and the 5 tickets on Team B are all $5 bets? You're obviously going to side with the bigger money wagers because, you know, you would think they're coming from sharper bettors who obviously have an edge here. It's not always the case that wise guys bet more. Typically they do, but it's really the where the money's coming from, who the people are that are making the bets. Those are the respected bettors that the public, that the odds makers really take into account when they get down. The pros get down, they move numbers. And again, you operate on the premise as a bettor that really pros move numbers. You can ask bookmakers, they'll pretty much tell you the same thing. It's not the public moves numbers, it's the pro bettors. So what I'm getting at here is even though it's 50-50, line shouldn't move at all theoretically, yet it moved to Boston. And using our VSiN.com bet splits makes sense. Only about 52% of bets on Boston, but they're taking into account 75% of the money. So that's a pretty good low bets, higher dollar bet split. Boston is number one in offensive efficiency. Miami is number 23. So to me, I think if you want to cover this number, if you're a Celtics better here tonight, which I am laying the -9 with Boston, you know, they're averaging 122 a game, only 108 for Miami. So I think you're really banking on them, you know, putting up a ton of points and the Heat really not keeping up here. Also injuries. Yeah, this could play a factor as well. No Jimmy Butler. You have a lot of guys who are questionable for the Miami Heat. Tyler Hero's questionable. Robinson, Deadman, Caleb Martin. You've had Oladipo out for a while. Yurtseven's out. So again, you have a banged up Heat team. Meanwhile, the Boston Celtics, they're pretty much full strength here. And Jaylen Brown missed the last game. He's questionable, but I believe he should be good to go here with a neck injury. So this kind of jumped out to me as number one, why is this line so high? Public says it's so high, take the dog, but yet the line's going to the favorite. And we have a better offensive efficiency team, good low bets, higher dollars, bet split, 50-50, yet a line move. I'm going Boston. Let's go Celtics to win by 10 or more. I'm laying the -9 with Celtics. Celtics -9. Now over to the NHL. You know I got to give you a puckhead play here. My Boston Bruins came up bigly for the team last night, even though the Islanders let us down. However, I'm going Edmonton Oilers. Now, this is a bigger line here. Edmonton is a -200 favorite. So one quick note here, I'm a big proponent of flat betting, every player risking one unit, but you're betting to risk, not betting to win. So what does that mean? It means that if I'm betting a favorite Edmonton tonight -200, I'm only risking my one unit. And again, that's different for all bettors, but typically I would suggest 3% per play. So your unit is 3% of your bankroll. So if you're a $100 bettor, your unit is $3 a game. You're a $1,000 bettor, your unit is $30 a game. But whole point being, you're betting to risk, not betting to win. So what that means is if you're betting Edmonton like me tonight at -200, you're not risking two units to win one unit. You're just risking your one unit, trying to get about a half unit back. So that's really important here because I know a lot of bettors who bet to win. And let's say you bet Edmonton to win tonight. You risk two units to win one. They lose the game. You lose two units instead of losing one. So the whole point of bet to risk, not bet to win is that you kind of protect yourself from losing more if you lose. And if you win, you're still going to have a, you know, turn out a profit there. So I'm going Edmonton. They open -190 on the road at Chicago tonight. It's a 9:30 game. It's on TNT. And we've seen them go up from -190 up to -200. So right off the bat, you have line movement toward the Oilers. They would match quite a few systems. If you look at teams getting steam of 10 cents or more in a non-division game, they're 123 and 67, 65%. Sweet spot, big favorites between minus 175 and minus 225. They're 68 and 28, 71% this year. And road favorites, minus 175 or more, they are 30 and 12, 71% this year. So I have a lot of good systems on Edmonton. Oilers are 12 and 10. They've won two straight. They just beat Florida as a minus 110 home kind of pick 'em or favorite play, 4-3. Chicago, meanwhile, these ain't the Chicago Blackhawks that have won, you know, all those cups back in the early 2010s. They're struggling this year. I would expect them maybe even to trade Patrick Kane or Taze, really blow it up. But they're 6-11 and 4. They've lost 7 straight. They're 2-13 their last 15 games. They're both giving up around 3.6 goals a game defensively. But again, kind of like if you're betting Boston, you're banking on the offense. If you're betting the Oilers with me tonight, you're banking on the Oilers' offense. They're averaging 3.4 goals a game, only 2.5 for the Chicago Blackhawks. Also, power play. You know, McDavid, Draisaitl, a lot of firepower there. Power play percentage of 29%, only around 20% for Chicago. So special teams advantage for Edmonton. And also Chicago really struggled as a dog this year, just 6-14. So I'm laying the wood with Edmonton, minus 200. But again, it's bet to risk, not bet to win. That means you're only risking one unit, trying to get a half unit back. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast. On Wednesday, November 30th, the final day of November, starting tomorrow, it's December. We're getting into bowl game season. We have so much going on here at VSiN. Reminder, sign up for the newsletter. All you got to do is go to VSiN.com/newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily, and you'll get great sports betting information, waking up to great content, and really let you know in particular what's going on that day in the betting world at VSiN and in the overall betting market. So sign up for free, VSiN.com/newsletter. You can follow us on Twitter, at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_Insights. I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Wednesday today. We got a lot of college basketball. We got NBA. We got some NHL. And tomorrow, we got a big Patriots-Bills Thursday night football matchup. So it's a great time to be betting on sports. And again, check us out, VSiN.com, for some more great sports betting content. But I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy the sweats. Have a great Wednesday. And as a wise man once said, the godfather of VSiN, Brent Musburger, hopefully you can cash some tickets tonight, because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.